Thank you, Gloria. This is like being in a concert. It's beautiful. Let's open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you for today. We thank you now. This is a privilege to give your word, Lord. May it just honor you and be a blessing. And pray for those at home who are sick and couldn't make it today. In Jesus' name, amen. So this is called Being a Bond Servant. You guys know my MO usually. I talk about something current and then explain that, and I use it to amplify my points in scripture later. So bear with me for a couple minutes here as I talk about bonds, and then it'll all tie in when I'm done. So you know the government sells bonds. Whoever sells the bonds is trying to raise cash. They have 5, 10, 30-year duration. Different interest rates, different counties sell bonds and municipalities. If you have an IRA today, a 401k, a pension, like Mike and I are in CalPERS, there's tons of bonds in those things. So in a way, a lot of us own bonds today. So today, let's buy a bond. We'll pick a company. And I know most of you in here, and I see a lot of iPhones, iPads, devices, earbuds. So and I know Apple, they got gobs of money, but they still sell bonds. So let's buy an Apple bond. We want to buy a company that's strong, well monetized. They have higher ratings. Some companies are in trouble, they don't have the money. Yeah, they'll borrow your money and they'll pay a higher interest rate, but they may run out of money, and that they're called junk bonds. And then if they run out of money, you lose everything you invested, and that happens. I'm old enough to remember Pan Am, Bethlehem Steel, MCI WorldCom, Lehman Brothers and the collapse. You remember all that, the savings and loan. Thousands of people lost everything they had on these bonds. So we're buying Apple, say a 5-year bond at 4% interest. After a year, you get your 4% for 5 years. Then if Apple is still around, you get your $10,000 back and the final interest payment. So that leads us into a bond servant. A bond servant, secular definition, is a slave in some Bible translations, is someone who voluntarily commits to serve as a master, to serve a master for a period or for life. The concept originates in the Bible and refers to someone who, out of love, respect, and devotion, pledges to serve their master faithfully. This is my first point. Many of us in here today are bond servants. Everybody who's a born-again believer, the redeemed, are bond servants of Jesus Christ, and it's a privilege to be a bond servant of him. It's not a right we have. It's a wonderful thing that we can be a bond servant. And our duration is not a 5-year bond, 10-year bond. It's a lifetime bond. You don't want to retire from serving Christ. Many of us in here have retired from our employers, and that's fine. But you can't retire from serving Christ. That was just what be not living up to our commitment. He saved us. He gave us a great future and a hope. And he works in our lives daily. This bondservant commitment, it doesn't end when we die. When we die physically, we go to heaven to be with the Lord, and our service continues in heaven. Bondservants are mentioned many times in the book of Revelation. He deserves everything we have, our full loyalty, our commitment, and it's an honor and a blessing to serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the one who sacrificed himself on the cross for our sins. We'll praise him now, today, tomorrow, for eternity, as it says in Revelation 19:5. And a voice came from the throne saying, "Give praise to our God, all you his bondservants who will fear him, the small and the great. That's us, all the redeemed. He owns us. We're the bond. And when we're saved, he owns us. He is the bondservant's owner. And he is the most perfect and loving owner. He also can never make a mistake. He's our master. We are his slaves. Going back to thinking about the Apple bond, we considered a lot of companies. There's, you know, dozens of them that sell bonds. Some of them you don't want to touch. We picked Apple because they're well monetized, strong company worldwide. And we didn't choose anything high risk. Christ, however, he doesn't do that. He doesn't say, I'll die on the cross for their sins, but I'm only going to take the cream of the crop. Thank God that didn't happen, because he took me, and all sinners become bondservants of him. He died for all of us. He accepts anyone who gets saved. There is no best of us, because we're all sinners, all the same. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And I like it when I know I'm on the right track. It's great when you have a message and it's mentioned in the breaking of bread. We sang, it's like an anthem for us. Today we sang, Alan lifted up. Jesus paid it all. That's the second point. He paid a very high price. He shed his precious blood for us. In that book, 236, it says, for you were bought at a high price. Now glorify God. And that's what, with this, I hope I'm doing this today, and that's what we do here every Sunday. We bring glory to him. For nothing good have I, were by thy grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. So we are bought and paid for with his precious blood. One time for all. There's no doing it again. You only had to do it once. He said, it is finished. Well, what's finished? On the cross, he defeated Satan and death as he rose again in 3 days. He did it all. And when he did that, he went from, as Ken was sharing, these ivory-laden, beautiful facilities. He went down here. He lowered himself to the status of a bondservant. That was the lowest form of man. He did that for us. The King of Kings, the Son of Man, he did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Philippians 2:7, it says, he emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. He went from God on high down to the bottom of the barrel, a bondservant, the likeness of men, a lowly regarded man. And to me, when he says that he emptied himself, he gave it everything he had, every drop of blood, everything in his soul. He did that to complete his mission, a very difficult mission. He was exhausted. He was suffering. He was pierced. He was beaten on the cross, made fun of on our behalf, finally saying it is finished. He fulfilled his purpose, and he rose again as he said he would. The most mentioned term of bondservant in the cross is written by Paul. In Romans 1:1, he says, Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God. He always refers to himself as a bondservant. He wasn't that his whole life, as we know. And that, as bondservants today, we can glorify that. We're glorifying the Lord, and we bring glory to him. Like Jesus, who was separated from us with a life purpose for the gospel of God, That's what Paul, he took on that mission. He separated himself from all his past and became, as Jesus, on the same mission. He instantly had a new life and a new purpose, changed miraculously on the road to Damascus, putting his former self-life, the former purpose, in the rearview mirror. We talked about this last Thursday with the old self he had, of his former self, all the things he had, all the possessions. He had rank, he had status, he had wealth, he had the high horse, all of this stuff. Everything he was a lofty person. His mission was to go out and capture Christians. It was signed off by the Roman authorities. He had an important mission for him. But when he says after his conversion in Philippians 3, 8 through 10, more than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ. What a wonderful thing he said. And we can do that today. We can be in the same state of mind. When we transform ourselves, we have a different boss. He explained it in Galatians 1:10. For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. If anybody in here is a bondservant today and we're still trying to please men, that's not the way we should be living our life. We're supposed to please him at all times and not all the other stuff, as he said. It's not just Paul. Many other people in Scripture, from the Old Testament to New, are referred to as as bondservants. Mary, Luke, Moses, Peter, James, Jude, and John. You can find them in there all referring to themselves as bondservants. And what a privilege it is for us to serve Christ. We were lowly, had no future and no hope, and now we live to serve him. Excuse me. So what's the best choice a person can ever make? That is to become a bondservant. It's also the most important decision we all face. Are we going to do this Jesus or we're not? One or the other. And if anyone is not a bondservant today, as Cameron prayed, today is the day to make that choice. There's only two choices. Man, you can't be neutral. There's no, I'm not going to make serve either one. I am my own God. You hear people say that, I am my own God. Two choices, God or man. One or the other, you can't serve both. In Matthew 6:24 in the Amplified, it says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You can't serve God and mammon, which is money, possessions, fame, status, or whatever is valued more than the Lord. Whatever idols we have are mammon. We can't idolize anything like that. Just idolize the Lord. I remember from many of Sylvia's messages on Thursdays, bringing up you can't stand shit, straddle the fence. She was talking about a Civil War battle. And, you know, many of those states were right in the middle. A brother would go to the Union, another brother would go to the Confederacy. So this soldier, he was torn whether to join the Union or the Confederacy. So he had a solution. He wore gray pants and a blue shirt. And he went to battle and both sides shot him. So that didn't work. One or the other. So what are the duties and responsibilities of a bond servant? Another song. Give of your best to the master. Throw your soul's fresh, glowing ardor into the battle for truth. Jesus has set the example. Give him your loyal devotion, your best. Give him the best that you have. So there's no half-hearted giving our efforts to Jesus. We want to give him everything we have. He comes before everything else. We serve daily. Everybody's all dressed up today. It's not just Sunday. We'll serve him tomorrow and Tuesday through Friday, every day of the week, taking on the same goals and purpose as Paul's did. And in 2 Timothy, he describes more of these duties and responsibilities. The Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach, patient when wronged, with gentleness, correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God may grant them repentance leading to the knowledge of the truth. So everybody can say, got that, we can go home now. No. As that verse says, I'm found wanting in several of those. I'm not a finished work yet. I got a long way to go. And I know that. Those are high standards that we have to shoot for. And another one we didn't talk about, availability. We can be serving if something comes up. We want to put whatever is we had to do and cancel that and do the availability. We want to be here for each other as we are in this church so many times when we help people out, go to surgeries, pray for each other on the prayer list. And it's like a family here. A mutual fund, a bond fund, is full of bonds. We're like the San Ramon Valley Bond Fund here. A bunch of bonds. Hopefully nobody's defaulting. So we have to be available, put his priorities first. Three times in Scripture, Paul identified faithfulness as an attribute of a bond servant. So do we have these traits? It's time for a self-check. The word tells us several times to examine ourselves. I'm a good examiner of myself. I know a lot of times where I'm weak in certain areas. Keep on praying, follow the word, and we can keep going for the prize. So remember, Apple paid 4% for 5 years, then you got your $10,000 back. That's called ROI. It means return on investment. All that interest you made is the return. So us as bondholders, what is Christ's return on investment that he got from us? Remember, he paid a massive price. Am I fulfilling my promise to him when I got saved? Or have I defaulted like a junk bond, not living up to my commitment? We sing and hum, I surrender all. Do we do that every time? But that's something we can dwell on. With that price, we owe him the best. And I was thinking about that parable, and it's in two chapters, Matthew and Luke, two books. The master, the wealthy master, and three servants. He's got three servants. He gives one a money bag, I think it was a couple money bags. He gives the second one money bag, and these are bags of gold. And the third one, he gives a single bag of gold to the third one. But he makes a long, and the verse even says he makes a long journey. So he comes back to a long journey, long time for that money to grow. So two of the servants invest the money wisely, and they doubled it. That's a 100% return is an incredible feat. That was a great investment they made. When the master returned, the master says to each of those two, well done, good and faithful servant. And here's the reward. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. And then this is such a blessing. Enter into the joy of your master. That's what we want to hear. Now the third, he rebukes him and he just pushed him out. He did not put the money and the gold back to work. He did it. He buried it, of all things. And he just said, okay, master, here's your money. You get your money back. And he was kind of snooty to the master. So he was fired. The first two, in addition to gaining that great investment, they put themselves at work. Can you imagine walking around the streets of wherever he was, Jerusalem or whatever, walking around with two money bags? Pretty risky. We're always hearing about the robbers and the thieves in Scripture. So they risked themselves to put their tools that they had to work. They were faithful, honest. Did they skim off the top, some of the profit? No, they gave them everything. They were reliable, loyal, and obedient. And the master rewarded them. The third one, no reward. He didn't do anything. He didn't use any of the things that the master had given him, any tools about anything he could do with the money. And if it's like today, if say it's a 5-year journey for this master, inflation is probably 30% in 5 years. So when he got back, he had a bag of gold worth 30% less than when he left. And that's what we live today. We live in a world of inflation. But he was lazy, and he paid the price. We want to hear those words that the two servants heard from their master, my good and faithful servant. So when we're bond servants, we have turned our lives over to him. Our will has changed, our priorities and our goals. It should be dovetailed in. Christ, priorities, will, and purpose, just with a perfect dovetail. That's the way we should be joined to him. We take up our crosses, surrender all, and become totally loyal to him. And we know we're on the right track. He can't be wrong, and he has nothing but the best for us. I found this old hymn. It says, it makes some a good point in closing. It's called, I Love My Master. I will not go out free, for he is my redeemer. He paid the price for me. I would not leave his service. It is so sweet and blessed. And in the weariest moments, he gives the truest rest. My master shed his lifeblood, my vassal life to win, and save me from the bondage of tyrant, self, and sin. Ooh. Tyrant is yourself. That's true. Self is a tyrant. He chose me for his service and gave me power to choose that blessed, perfect freedom, which I shall never lose. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord. I thank you for this time. We hope you were glorified today, this morning, and this afternoon. We thank you for paying it all for us, Lord. May we just serve you with all of our, everything we've learned in the scriptures, with all of our being, all of our heart, and everything we have. In Jesus' name, amen.